Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, the Gospel of Mark is shorter than the other Gospels. It's 16 chapters, whereas the Gospel of Matthew, for instance, is 28 chapters. And so what you have in Mark is you have a lot of quick-hitting little stories, and they take place in very short, succinct descriptions quite often, whereas this passage might take two, maybe even three chapters in one of the other Gospels. And part of the reason, or part of the thing about Mark's Gospel is he doesn't have the Christmas story. He just jumps right in to the ministry of Jesus. And Jesus in his ministry begins with him going out and proclaiming the kingdom, or the reign, the rule of God is at hand. Repent and believe. Put yourself under the rule of God. And so early on in Christ's ministry, he goes and he goes to where people are, which is the synagogue, and he begins teaching there. And in our passage today, Jesus is teaching at a synagogue, and people are amazed. They're amazed at the authority that this man presents himself with, and the authority that he has, the authority that he teaches with. He's teaching in a way where his word is the word. And they're amazed by this. He isn't leaning on other scholars or people that came from before him. He's teaching as though his word is, in fact, God's word. And they're amazed by this. And as he's teaching, a man with an evil spirit comes in and immediately identifies Jesus. The man with the evil spirit says, "I know you, who you are. You're Jesus of Nazareth. You're the Holy One of God. What have you done? What are you doing? Are you coming here to destroy us?" The "us" in this case being other evil spirits, demons, Satan himself. And when Jesus hears this evil spirit speaking through the man, he immediately tells him to be quiet, to shut up, and get out of the man. And the spirit can't but help to obey, to hearken to the authoritative word of Jesus. The spirit can't help but be quiet and leave the man. This astonishes the crowd, which means that they're amazed, but they have some fear mixed with their amazement, some trepidation in with their amazement. They can't believe who this person is. There's a new teaching with authority, and his authority was just proved by the fact that he can cast out evil spirits. And so they ask, "What is this? What is this we're seeing? What is this teaching? What is this power? What is this authority?" And it won't be the first time that they ask this question. They'll ask this question later on in the Gospel of Mark. What is this that we're seeing in this man? People still ask this question. And people try to give an answer to it. One way I think people answer this question when they see Jesus and when they read the Gospels and they ask, "Well, what is this?" They think, "Well, this is a good person. This is a good teacher. This is a good example of how a person should live." And even non-Christians, even atheists, will look at Jesus and the teachings of Christ and will say, "Well, yeah, that's a good example. Yeah, there is a good person." They'll see his teachings and they'll see what Jesus does, how he goes out to those who are marginalized, like the leper, who he goes out and he feeds the hungry and he helps the poor, and they'll say, "Yes, this is a person that we should aspire to be like." Did you know that even Muslims refer to Jesus as a great prophet? They even there value the teachings that Jesus gives. He's not the great prophet. To the Muslim, that's Muhammad. But even in Islam, they can recognize that here we have a good example. They recognize that here is a person with some authority. But a faith built solely on an example isn't faith at all. In fact, if that's where our understanding of Jesus ends, all it's really going to show us is just how far off the mark we really are and how far we have to go to get to that example. And going a little further, it's funny, I think, how so many people, non-Christians, atheists, Muslims, will look at Jesus as a good example, but they stop when it comes to the cross. They stop, especially when it comes to the resurrection. They'll quote Jesus at you. But when it comes to understanding what it means that Jesus died, what it means that Jesus rose from the dead, all of a sudden, Jesus isn't quite so authoritative. Those who see Jesus as only a good example don't understand that they, that you, that I am so poor of an example that I need saving, that I need forgiveness, that I need to be reconciled to God, that it really should be me on the cross and not Jesus. What is this? What is this, that this teaching with authority? What is this man who teaches with authority? What is this power he has? What is this? The astonishing thing in this passage is that the only one who truly understands what this is, that understands what this authority means, what this person is, that he's not just a great teacher, that he's not just an example, the only person who understands what this is the evil spirit whom Jesus has to cast out. It's only the evil spirit that recognizes that in this person and in this authority that stands before this crowd in the synagogue is the Holy One of God, and that this Holy One has come to do battle with evil. This demon is the only one that recognizes where this authority lies and how powerful this authority truly is. What is this? This is Jesus, the Son of God. Not just an example, not just a good moral person, the Son of God, come for sinners, to bring sinners out of the rule and reign of darkness and into the rule and reign of the light, the kingdom of God. And he doesn't do so simply by teaching. He doesn't do so simply by taking care of the poor or by healing people. Those things are good and they are important. Jesus does so by going to the cross, by dying, by defeating death, and by being raised. And that is what gives Christ his true authority, his true power, so that when he says things with his authoritative word, we can hearken to him, we can believe him, and we can know that they have power behind them. It is the cross that lets us hear this word of Christ that says to you, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. It is the power of the cross and the resurrection that when Jesus says, it is finished, we can know that he has defeated it and given us victory. It is the cross and the resurrection that gives authority to this word that says, whoever believes and is baptized is saved. It is the power of the cross. It is the power of the resurrection that gives authority to this word that says, this is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. And these are words that we can hear and know that the authority, the full authority of God is there, because what is this? This is Jesus, the Son of God. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, help us by your Holy Spirit to understand who Jesus is, to know what his word means, and that his word is final, it is authoritative, and it is a word for us, not against us. Help us, O Lord, to have faith, to hear the words of the Lord, and to believe. We pray this in your name. Amen.